And now, for the purpose of education, review, critique, and encouragement, the Shiny Squirrel Podcast presents...
Springsteen Uniquities number 34.
That adds up to 7. So I could just imagine, you live in Vegas, roll a 7, you crap out, you gotta have snake eyes today, so you gotta have a good roll on this one for
now,
us today.
Now, how do you arrive Springsteen Uniquities 34 at
3 and
7?
4 make 7.
3 and 4 makes... Oh, okay.
So on the dice, we live in Vegas, you're always in the casino one way or the other. So a 3 and a 4 is a 7, so you crapped out. So you didn't crap out with us, though. You got us live or podcast.
You were always running the numbers well in your head.
Not counting them, though. There's no cash coming in. Pretty soon I'm going to have to put the cats out to bring home some mice to eat.
You got to put the cats out?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Well, we've been slowing down a little bit in September, but we're going to kick it back in because... this week, we're not doing it, but getting ready, because we're going to be launching Springsteen Uniquities France in 1 week.
Yeah, I can't wait for that. The French people have been really over-demanding, just over-demanding. They love
demanding,
this.
They love it.
They love it.
They're going to get us, they're not going to get WC Chronicles and Jersey Mike as us, but they're going to get us as artificial intelligent robot voices.
Yes, and I like that.
Distinguished individual. But shall we get started on this and what we got lined up for the...
Ready to roll!
What we got here is the first one is going to be from the 12-inch vinyl, the 12-inch, the big one that had 4 remixes on it. We've already played one.
Hey, we live in Vegas. You say that, the big one, 12 inches. Hey, where do you know where the mine goes?
This is called Cover Me, but it's the undercover mix. It's the first track off the 12-inch vinyl. It comes in at 6:09. And you know that Springsteen...
comes in at 6:09?
6:09.
You know what's funny about that? That's the South Jersey area code.
6:09?
Atlantic County, 6:09.
I didn't know
Cape
that.
And Cape May County, yep.
Well, it comes in at 6:09, and Springsteen actually originally wrote this for Donna Summer.
Really? Thank you for moving. Oh, wait, I can sit on the floor. Yeah. We can relax. But Donna Summer, didn't she sing...
John Landau... recommended that Springsteen keep...
The director,
wow. Yeah. Recommended that he keep Cover Me for himself. And therefore, then he turned around and wrote that song called Protection for Donna Summer.
Which in Vegas, you better use, because if not, STDs go home with you.
I don't know about all that stuff.
Well, we just went to California.
Yeah.
And the last time, remember I was telling you, I went there by myself about 5 years ago. They had signs. What happens here doesn't mean it stays there. STDs get tested.
It just goes to the border.
Yeah.
Okay, so Cover Me. The single went to number 7 in the summer of 1984. This remix, the whole thing went to number 11. Can you imagine that? Bruce Springsteen in a dance club. It's just weird, but it's the 80s.
Yeah, that's the key. It was the 80s.
Yeah.
Anything was possible.
And it was possible, and still is.
He had MTV.
Thank God for MTV.
Yeah, it launched a lot of careers, and Springsteen, you know, put him over the top, and he was in clubs because of that.
Yeah, so it went to number 11 on the Hot Dance Music / Club Play charts. It was basically a new bass line, unused background vocals, and a reggae dub beat were introduced into it. So here it is, Bruce Springsteen, Cover Me, Undercover Mix.
Cover me, cover me, cover me.
One,
two,
one,
two,
one.
Three. Ho, ho.
Just getting tougher. So
Cover Me, Undercover Mix. What do you think of that, Jersey?
In all honesty, I like the fact that it's an undercover mix because it makes it sound more like hip and sexy. You know what I mean? Because the undercover, I don't know, like it makes me like that song Undercover Angel, Midnight Magazine. Remember that from the 70s?
Yes.
It's just, with hearing that, this should have been in a club like with your friend Carlo Driggs.
Yeah, you mentioned it almost sounds like something he would. Yeah, it's got that Latino thing, the reggae, the dance.
Yeah, that would just be in Miami, the flavor, the night, you know, that would be cool.
It's almost got a little soul into it, a little voodoo queen going on from New Orleans.
Yeah, I love that one. That was pretty cool. And it's club mix. That's the bizarre part for Springsteen. But hey, that was the 80s.
That was the 80s. And there's a few more of those on that 12-inch that we will get to down the line. But so let's go to the next song, okay? Now, this next song is called Drop On Down in Cover Me, okay?
Oh, okay.
It's an outtake from Born in the USA Sessions. Now, most people think that this was the forerunner, the first edition, or the example or practice version, whatever you want to call it, leading up to what Cover Me became. But in reality, all the sessions, the way they were done, Cover Me was done first, and then down the road a few months, Drop On Down and Cover Me was recorded.
Oh, that's you never know.
So what was thought was idea one was actually idea two.
And which turned into idea probably 20. You know what I'm saying? Which
just yes.
Rolling and snowballing. These guys are that strong and good.
And that's how good they are. So here it is. This is an outtake from Born in the USA. It's called Drop On Down and Cover Me. Okay, I know that's a little rough sounding, but that's just because it's a bootleg, it's an outtake. What do you think of that?
I wonder who made the bootleg copy. That's what I'm interested in.
Well, it comes from a big... I mean, a lot of his stuff got out. You know, maybe he releases it on his own and no, doesn't tell anybody. Or an engineer makes a copy of it. It just does.
Sounds like, to me, fans, they don't care. They just let him take in whatever and put it out, which is okay because Springsteen's Springsteen.
Yeah, as long as nobody is making a bootleg profit on it.
Exactly.
You know?
Why profit from the man when he's giving you his material for free? I think that's great of him. I think he's one of the last and great... greats out there for us. Thank you.
Yeah, that's one of the nice things about the internet is it has loosened up a grip on everything, you know? So anyway, we're going to post both of those on the Instagram accounts, WCW_comedy or Shiny Squirrel Podcast, and you can take your vote to which one you like the best.
I like Undercover one personally. How about you?
You know, I think I'm going to have to listen to them both again. I kind of like each one. Each one stands on its own, you know? One's an apple, one's an orange.
Yeah, I just like the one, the original, because it sounds more like your friend Carl Driggs would have done good stuff.
Yeah, the Undercover mix, that's the apple.
Yeah.
Drop on down and Cover Me, that's the orange. And this has been Springsteen Uniquities number 34.